What sort of possibilities might wait for us in today's experience? Well, there's only one way to find out, and that's to begin. To step forward, to feel ourselves pulled along by that inexorable and irresistible force once more, just like so many other times. That pull, that thread, that commonality of experience. Sure, we might all start out separately, but that's the nice thing about the dreamscape. Each and every one of us can take a moment, take some time to step through into that place and into an experience and share it together. And today I've got a very interesting one to share with all of you. A place and a time that will fill up your mind before you realize what's happening. So give yourself that opportunity to breathe in nice and deep for me. Let calmness settle in. Let your body shift. Get comfortable as necessary. Move if you need to, knowing that at any point throughout the entirety of this proceeding, you have the ability to adjust and move as you need. That's an important thing to remember, because sometimes we get so wrapped up, so thoroughly enthralled, that we forget that we should shift for our own comfort, so that we can listen better, so that we can hear more, and for a better experience. So to support all those things, you should always follow the directions of the tour guide, even if it is a tour guide taking you through warped, twisted dreams to see erotic, strange happenings, like me. So, just close your eyes, relax, stop worrying about where we're going or why. Know that I'll deliver you on the other side back to where you are right now, and that for a little while, you can just let go and allow me to guide, shape, form, and shift your reality out of this and into another, beyond carrying you, lifting you up, feeling so wonderfully light. It's amazing how words can have such might and strength that they pull like strings, forming a gentle net that lifts so softly that it feels as though a breeze is pulling you from reality. My words forming that strand, that thread, that commonality that pulls us all deeper into the dreamscape, blanketing us in comfort, relaxation, and fixation. The words spinning through your mind, weaving reality in this moment, disconnecting from everything outside of right now, knowing that it will be there when you need it, knowing that it will be there when we come back. That feels good, doesn't it? It feels wonderful to let go for a bit, to feel the dreamscape once more, a familiar place of possibility, where reality is fully malleable, where anything can happen, and where each and every idea can bloom into something delicious. And today I smell pine trees. Yep, that's definitely what I smell. It's an interesting thing to encounter in a cloud, but it's definitely there. That aroma of fresh spruce, fresh pine, like a forest on the mind, pulling and guiding us towards a portal, towards a place, towards the rippling in time and space that will bring us through into this experience. Ah, there it is. A beautiful, delightful pull into another reality, temporarily displacing our own, temporarily becoming someone else, feeling ourselves warping, rippling, molding and pouring through until we are suddenly aware, until you feel the cool night air blowing through your hair, the scent of pine strong in your mind, and you can see the trees all around you, You're on the edge of the forest, just outside of town. You would know this, of course, quite innately, quite naturally, as you were the one that walked here in this world, the one who stood here and listened to the faint utterings of beautiful voices in the distance. You saw the faintest hint of smoke just as the sun went down, and you are so curious, because you know that people like to have bonfires and get-togethers out here. But it's odd no one's had a single one this year. None of your friends, none of your enemies. So you find yourself drawn to discover just who might be out here. Intrigued, enchanted even, as you walk through the trees, listening, knowing that you're growing closer, the faint crunch of pine needles underfoot, barely louder than the whisper, the rustle of the trees. As you wander closer and closer still, to the voices, the sweet, wonderful voices, chanting with rhythm, intensity, purity. It pulls on the strands that bind your mind together, feeling like your great tapestry coming undone at the edges. It makes you almost feel as though you're floating away into a strange world of the fae and magic. It's an interesting sensation. Surely, there's something unusual happening, but that only draws you in more, as though the very words, as though the very sounds were enchanting, as though they were a threat tied to your interest, a desire in your heart to know. And you walk until you see figures. Figures ahead around a great fire with a pot, a dark, large cauldron centered in the blaze, the flames seeming to glow almost red in the deep shadows of a sunset dying into night. The figures around the fire are unusual, all dressed alike and yet so very different. One tall, another short, one wide, and so on it continues, some with colored hair, and some with none at all, each uniquely similar. They all seem like they belong to the same set. They all move with intent and purpose, one stepping forth after the next. A dance, a motion, a ritual commotion. It pulls you in till you peer past a tree, staring, wondering, leering at the beauty before you. A wide variety. Oh, so many different individuals. So very many different, beautiful beings. You can't help but stare. You lean further. Until with a crack, one piece of the bark that you were hanging off of on the side of the tree gives way, and you stumble out from behind the tree and freeze. Did they hear you? No one had looked. They were all too busy in their chant and their motion until one of them, with luminescent purple hair, had snapped their eyes straight to you like manacles locking you to the spot. A gaze that feels like a command to freeze, a command to come closer. She smiles as you realize that you are walking straight towards them, even as your heart beats faster. And as you yourself can no longer turn back, as you're drawn towards the circle, towards the ritual, they all turn now to face you, each smiling more, one hiding a laugh, a titter, a giggle. Oh, how intense it is to be looked upon by so very many. What a potent and powerfully helpless feeling as you come to stand before the witch with purple eyes that glow in the darkness of night, that freeze you in place. She stands quite a bit taller than you. Unnaturally so, in fact. An imposing visage towering above you and looking down. She drafts her hand floating through the air to brush a fingertip under your chin, causing you to look up, mouth slightly agape, eyes fluttering, mind frozen like maple syrup in the middle of winter, crystallized, caramelized, helplessly stuck. So, it was you that we called. It was you that answered, she says, looking down at you with a soft, gentle smile. You will make a fine vessel, a beautiful one, in fact. I think she's going to love you quite a bit. Now it's time for you to take your place, my little dear. As much as I would love to examine you before, my patron has had her chance to shape and mold you. I have a schedule to keep, and while I certainly will be sure to inspect you further afterward, I must ask you to obey. And with that, she grabs you by the top of your head swiftly and firmly, turning you to face the fire, to face the cauldron. And for the first time, you can see what's inside of it. Inside the black cauldron is a roiling purple fluid. It glows in the fire's light, reflecting orange and violet bubbles on the surface. It looks like oil slick. It's intense. It stinks of potent plant life and powerful chemicals. You step forward, compelled by the push, by the gesture, by the command, and you stand just beyond the fire as all the witches begin their chant once more, rising in intensity and building to a fervor as the smoke from the fire suddenly disappears and the flames lick up around the cauldron and the fluid begins to lap up the sides of the steel pot. You see it begin to move like flames itself, licking, lapping, lifting up as a plume of liquid fire erupts from it, not burning, but writhing, wriggling, piercing reality with an unbelievable, unnatural motion that lifts and forms into a beautiful visage. Feminine, curvaceous, flowing like a genie in a cartoon, like something you've never seen before, a spirit, a monster, a cloud. All these things could fit what you see before you, but you can only think how beautiful she is, how happy you are to be here to witness such an amazing and powerful entity as this, even as the roiling fire and flame reaches out, lifting you with their cool touch, never burning, and yet so very much as you find yourself suspended further and further from the ground in a great surge of power, lifting until you tower 20 feet above the forest floor, the witches dancing, singing their chant, each moving with perfect rhythm to the next, and you're now locked into a dance with this ethereal being. She grasps your hands, leading you through a strange, drunken, three-dimensional waltz. As you oscillate and are pulled in closely, she clearly intends to lead, and as she does so, each touch of the liquid, of the smoky, strange body is cool, cold, and oh, so very sensual, as though everywhere that she touched was sending electric, rippling bolts of pleasure, even as you notice that her touch has begun to dye your skin, to leave little bits of her behind on you. You can't help but embrace it all. And as the dance continues, she becomes more and more intimate, pulling you close, pulling you in tight, moving so sensually, sliding her hands down your arms, your legs. Such a great and powerful being that she could toss you around like a doll if she felt like it. And as you watch your skin gain more and more splotches of glowing purple energy, she gently pulls your head up to face her beautiful face, that of the clouds made up from the inky void between stars, like looking into the night sky given shape. She looks down into your eyes, the cosmos split wide, smiling for all the world, innocently as can be. Her lips purse. You lean against soft breasts, and she reaches in, pulling your head so carefully to kiss you on the lips. And oh, what a kiss it is, to be struck through lightning, to be blasted apart, to be nothing more than that moment in which lips intertwine with lips in gentle, soft embrace. There is no hurry, there is no desire. This is a goal, a one perfect motion, so soft and careful and yet so utterly enthralling, until it is more than that, her tongue teasing at your lips, her tongue passing through, and then more, and more still, overwhelmingly more, as it flows, the energy, the orgasmic bliss, electrifying you, as you feel the coolness spread from inside your head, down your neck, and your arms, and your legs, and you look at your hands through the dissolving cloud, as she disappears into your mind. That's it, my sweet little vessel. You're perfect. Just what I was looking for. It's nice to have somewhere to call home. It's nice to know that I am welcome to stay here a while. You feel your arms, your legs, your feet, your hands grow weak at the voice, weak at the coolness, until you're limply suspended as though someone was holding you up from underneath by just your back, arms drooping, legs hanging and dangling as you sink towards the cauldron, slowly descending. The fire is out now. Only embers remain, the cauldron full of water, crystal clear. And suddenly, your body moves, unsolicited, unrequested, and you carefully alight on the edge, stepping down in one swift, fluid motion to stand beside the cauldron. Looking down, your skin is changing, the purple blotches absorbing until the only hint that something otherworldly has occurred is purple freckles left in their place. Across the body, faint enough that they almost look normal from a distance. Skin changing to become unblemished, scars fading, hands becoming more fey-like. Body lengthening just a little, and power flowing through you, feeling as though standing upon the earth was tapping you directly in to everything around you, knowing the names of the trees, feeling the wind and the breeze as friends that are so familiar. Yes, it is good, isn't it, to be whole. Once more, and you know it is true, and so it can begin again. You look at the witch. No, not the witch. Esmeralda, the beautiful and the wondrous, the darling who helped bring you back to this world to once more walk with the trees and unleash the powers therein upon all who would stand before you. You know that you're going to steal a kiss because she's already stepped up, and you know that it is well deserved. Locking lips, feeling your power flow into her, extending briefly between the two, completing a circuit with the land below. Energy flowing, feeling it. So sensual just a kiss can be when it's between a deity and its worshippers. And with a clap, lightning strikes behind you as you are. Power through the land, feeling a portal pulling, a sensation grasping, an ethereal ghostly lapping as you fade away from this world, letting go of the vessel of this goddess and becoming more and more aware of the dreamscape, letting everything that happened in that most unusual land stay behind, stay there, stay present, and being aware that you can return and feel it all over again as soon as you like, but that you are your own, that you are here with me in this wonderful cloudscape of possibilities, and that you are going to be returned in short order to the world of the waking, feeling comfortable, refreshed, and hopefully having had a very wonderful time. Just breathing in for me, feeling the weight enter into you again, allowing yourself awareness of the room, of noises, of thoughts, of whatever it is that you might have been doing beforehand, that you let go of, all coming back. Perfect. And I'm going to give you a nice little count to help you get grounded in reality again. Maybe letting your eyes start to flutter open as one, you become more present in two, and three, and four, and five, and six, and seven, almost there, 8, 9, 10, wide awake, feeling wonderful, and hopefully you had a very good time. Thank you so very much for taking the time to listen. And if you did happen to enjoy it, you really should consider checking me out elsewhere. I have a lot more to offer than just a pretty voice.